In our next set of news stories, an up-and-coming area in Norwich, a robotic tractor and a cake store. But first of all, a singer who went viral for her tuneful performances of Norwich City football chants is hoping to sing at Carrow Road after feeling the love from Canaries fans. Amber T, aged 19, has been inundated with messages from City fans after she sang their chant for winger Jonathan Rowe to the tune of Salt and Pepper's Push It on BBC Radio 5 Live, before singing Gabriel Sara's song on Radio Norfolk. And thanks to the support she's received from Canaries fans, Chelsea fan Amber says the club have now become her second team and revealed she's been in talks with the club over a Carrow Road performance. Amber said the idea came to her when 5 Live approached her to invite her onto a new feature where professional singers perform football chants. She jumped at the idea, but when she received a Tottenham song from the BBC bosses, she refused to perform it due to her Chelsea allegiances, asking them to send another. And she was eventually given City's song for young star Rowe.
An historic district on the edge of Norwich city centre is now rivalling the likes of Magdalen Street and St Benedict Street for top-notch grub. A whole host of new openings in recent years have transformed the Colgate and Duke Street area in NR3, just over St George's Street Bridge by the Playhouse, into a food destination. While it is just a stone's throw from Magdalen Street, home to many amazing independent restaurants such as Darba at 15 and the Mediterranean, this area deserves recognition in its own right. Along St George's Street, Exo Kitchen serves Asian fusion-inspired street food dishes and it's fully booked most weekends. Chef Jimmy Preston tapped into the potential of this often overlooked area when he opened his restaurant there in 2021, following the success of a pub kitchen residency at The Artichoke, also in NR3. Indian restaurant The Merchants of Spice in Colgate has been a mainstay in the city for many years, and in nearby Muspole Street, the team behind thriving Norwich Lane's pasta bar Yard recently opened the Weaver's Arms. The Weaver's Arms, with the name nodding to the city's textile history, serves classic pub fare such as pies, steak and Sunday roasts for very reasonable prices, with a menu packed with local produce. Just off Duke Street in the car park at St Mary's Works is the fantastic Junkyard Market Street food venue, a concept launched in response to the pandemic that proved so popular it now runs every Friday to Sunday. It welcomes local traders alongside national favourites, and its success has led to the first Junkyard Food Festival from October the 6th to the 8th in Earlham Park.
The owner of a much-loved cake shop in a Norfolk market town is launching permanent premises in Norwich. Morgan Lewis, aged 21, opened Bakerholics in Queen's Square in Attleborough in 2021, and she's built up a loyal customer base with almost 30,000 Instagram followers. Miss Lewis has revealed that she's expanding her business with a new shop at Chantry Place in Norwich, where she previously held pop-ups. She'll be located on the upper ground floor in a purpose-built kiosk where the customer service desk used to be, which is outside H&M and Beaverbrook's. Miss Lewis said, "It'll be florals galore with neon signs, and it's the next stepping stone towards getting a cafe in Norwich, which is my dream. The products will include cookie bars and pies, brownies, Rocky Road, blondies and cupcakes, with a vegan range too." It launches on September the 21st, and it'll be open from Thursday to Sunday for the first 2 weeks, then Friday to Sunday after that, with an extended opening during the October half-term and the Christmas period. And she added, "I can't wait to be part of such an amazing community of bakers in Norwich."
An unmanned robotic tractor offered a glimpse into farming's autonomous future when it was demonstrated cultivating a Norfolk field. The AgXeed AgBot was one of the new technologies on show at the Norfolk Farm Machinery Club, NORMAC, cultivations event at Silfield Farm near Wyndham. The 8-ton, 155-horsepower machine is powered through a diesel-electric transmission and is fitted with standard three-point linkages to carry out the same cultivation and seed planting operations as conventional tractors. But it is much lighter on the ground, causing less soil compaction, and is able to safely work for 24 hours a day without the need for a driver. William Mumford is Managing Director of ASC Autonomy in Kimbolton in Cambridgeshire, the UK importer for Dutch manufacturer Ajax Seed. He said robotic innovation represented the inevitable next phase in the evolution of agriculture, from horse-drawn implements to post-war mechanisation through to modern satellite-guided precision agriculture. With the labour shortage and all the other problems that agriculture has got, this is the future, he said. The firm has already sold four of the machines this year, but is awaiting its first order to set its first robot to work in East Anglia.
Step inside a 16th century merchant's house and immerse yourself in Norwich's rich history on a new guided tour. The Shoebox Experience's new tour is called Matriarchs, Mayors and Merchants, and it launched in August this year. It starts outside St Clement's Church in Colgate, and the tour is packed full of tales of prominent figures and the industries that put Norwich on the map. At the end of the tour, you'll go inside a 16th century merchant's house that was discovered in the late 1980s. Now home to Anteros Arts Foundation on Fye Bridge, the stunning building had been hidden from view due to modernisation over decades. The tours last 90 minutes and run on selected Saturdays throughout the year. Tickets cost £15 for adults, £8 for children. Age 4 to 12 and under, 4s go free. 20% of the ticket price goes to Anteros Arts Foundation, and the rest funds the Shoebox Community Hubs projects based along Castle Meadow. Book tickets at theshoebox.org.uk.
And here's Sam again with our final feature this week from Keith Skipper, and it's a bit of a history lesson.